Welcome, great patriotic friends, to December 6th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. And as I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do the show is because I'm a patriot. I love my country. I'm not actually much of a historian, however. Unless, of course, you want to fly me on your private plane around the country and teach you about it. In a situation like that, I suppose I could grin and bear it. Hey, don't forget to check out the Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Let me know what you think about today's episode. This is an interactive show, people, so please get involved. Thank you for that. I assembled the show from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. By the way, if you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now, let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags, and put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brothers and sisters. And now on to today's headlines. Pearl Harbor News Plus. The Washington Monument is completed. Edison speaks on wealth in the New York Times. And music news featuring Billy Joel and Roy Orbison. All right, so now here I go!
1941. FDR sends letter to Japanese Emperor asking to prevent further deaths and destruction. Convinced by intelligence that the Japanese were going to invade Thailand, FDR and the British sent their 11th Indian Division there to meet the Japanese. But 600 miles above Hawaii, Admiral Yamamoto, commander of the Japanese fleet, announced to his men, quote, "The rise or fall of the Empire depends upon this battle. Everyone will do his duty with utmost efforts," unquote. The supposed attack on Thailand would just be a bluff. Meanwhile, in America, life went on. There were 15 days of Christmas shopping left in America, and folks on Saturday, December 6th, were shopping in places like Sears and Roebuck, F.W. Woolworths, Montgomery Ward's, and the Ben Franklin Five and Dime. The Washington Redskins were getting ready to play the Philadelphia Eagles for a championship game. Rita Hayworth had the number one song at that time. In Japan, who had hundreds of daily newspapers, most of them reflecting Japan's political propaganda, sending the people of Japan a completely different story of the reality of the war. One newspaper said, quote, "Japan might be forced to abandon her peaceful endeavors, and we watch tensely to see whether Mr. Roosevelt or Mr. Churchill will commit an epical crime and further extend the world upheaval," unquote. Oh, and one other thing that was going on this day in 1941. A significant number of the U.S. Pacific Fleet would be anchored in Pearl Harbor in Oahu, Hawaii, sitting ducks. To be continued. 1884. The Washington Monument is completed. First in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. To quote their website, "The Washington Monument, designed by Robert Mills and eventually completed by Thomas Casey and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, honors and memorializes George Washington at the center of the nation's capital. The structure was completed in two phases of construction, one private from 1848 to 1854 and one public from 1876 to 1884. Built in the shape of an Egyptian obelisk, evoking the timelessness of ancient civilizations, the Washington Monument embodies the awe, respect, and gratitude the nation has felt for its most essential founding father. When completed, the Washington Monument was the tallest building in the world at 555 feet, 5 1/8 inches.
1921, Edison speaks up on wealth in the New York Times. Thomas Edison, "If we did all the things that we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up." Yes. Thomas Edison said a lot of interesting things. He denounced religion and was politically driven as well. For example, it was on this date in 1921, the Times printed one of his more interesting quotes regarding Henry Ford's Muscle Shoals. See, Ford was looking to seek a $5 million bond to lease land and begin developments started by the government at Muscle Shoals on the Tennessee River. Essentially, he wanted to take 75 miles of river in northern Alabama at the unfinished Wilson Dam and place a couple plants that he could use to produce nitrate fertilizer. And that's as far as that story went. He never got his grant from Congress. But Henry Ford's buddy Thomas Edison quipped an interesting one regarding Congress's funding for the project. He said, "If our nation can issue a dollar bond, it can issue a dollar bill. The element that makes the bond good makes the bill good. The difference between the bond and the bill is the bond lets the money brokers collect twice the amount of the bond and an additional 20%, whereas the currency pays nobody but those who directly contribute to Muscle Shoals in some useful way. It provides itself with enough money to increase the national wealth at Muscle Shoals without disturbing the business of the rest of the country. And in doing this, it increases its income without adding a penny to its debt." It is absurd to say that our country can issue $30 million in bonds and not $30 million in currency. Both are promises to pay, but one promise fattens the usurer and the other helps the people. Unquote. Interesting. Kind of makes you wonder if Edison was talking about something other than Muscle Shoals. Perhaps a private bank that can just issue money out of thin air. Or maybe he was talking about the Federal Reserve. Draw your own conclusions. And going back to 1988, Roy Orbison dies of a heart attack at the age of 52. Of course, well known for songs You Got It and Mystery Girl, along with his work with the Traveling Wilburys, he was the man. Miss Roy. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for December 7th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DiCristoforo. Hey, check out the website at joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what you thought about today's app. For instance, have you ever been to the Washington Monument? Pretty nice, huh? Or what about the phonograph? Who would have thought that Edison would have been the first man to put the needle on the record? Put the needle on the record. Roy Orbison fans, what's your favorite song? I'd have to say mine is Pretty Woman. Love that one. So yeah, let me know what your take is. Be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about more World War II news about Pearl Harbor, plus Cecilia Helena, the woman who discovered the universe, and Delaware. So don't miss that. Until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We will see you tomorrow.